When a severe storm hits, hail and high-speed winds can cause excessive damage to your home. This can lead to blown-off shingles, broken windows, siding damage, and leaking inside. If you suspect your home has been hit with storm damage, contact CNN Construction today. We are a proud GAF Master Elite contractor, offering free exterior home inspection for storm-related damages. CNN is a reputable licensed roofing and general contractor working hand-in-hand with insurance companies and homeowners every step of the way through the difficult claims and restoration process. We will meet with your insurance adjuster to discuss the damages to your property, the value of those repairs, and the scope of work needed at your home. Our skilled team has you covered and will leave your home looking brand new. Give us a call today at 844-415-ROOF. Or visit our website at cnroofs.com for a free exterior inspection. CNN Construction. We find the solutions, not the excuses.
Hang on a second, guys. One second.
What up?
We've got to give a shout out to South Nashville Heating and Cooling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Friend and supporter, showing proof. Also, the longest-running sponsor of I Got Some Shit to Say, the podcast.
Absolutely. Look, man, South Nashville Heating and Cooling, where quality and craftsmanship come together. They've been doing this since 1985. That's almost 40 years of service. Expert designs, quality installation, superior service.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you something.
What's that?
Tell me.
I feel confident in the fact that South Nashville Heating and Cooling will keep me warm in the winter.
For sure.
It'll keep me cool in the summer.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, these middle months, you'll be comfortable even then.
Absolutely, dude.
Y'all know the deal, man. South Nashville Heating and Cooling, we love those guys. Y'all see the name, y'all see the number, tap in.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Always.
Storm!
People of the slums, we are not defined by the grit beneath our feet, but the fire in our hearts. We rise against adversity, forging our destinies, turning struggle into strength. Let our scars be the badges of our courage. It's not where we come from, but where we're headed. Together, proving that from these very streets, we can reach the stars. Our battle is daily, our victory inevitable. Stand tall, for we are the architects of our own fate. Voice of the slums.
Welcome to my slums. I survived out my crumbs. When I die in the end, war cries over drums. Fire in my soul and the higher it grows. From desiring goals, I'm retiring foes. I want light in the low. Let the pressure apply. Jekyll and Hyde, there's a monster within. Can a conqueror win? Cut cons with my conscience. Show no emotion to respond. I've been
It's I Got Some Shit to Say, the podcast, man. We're back like we don't stop, because trust us, we never do. All we do is work. Y'all know me.
Fuck you, Squints.
That's right. R.I.P.
Wizzle Fizzle.
Forever. And always. With me as usual, my partner in crime.
JetOrbsTV.com.
Samsonite. I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Ha! Yeah, Chatty Bobby back
that
in the building.
A cool noise.
The 40-year-old club, bro.
Come on. Dude, me and Mel were joking, dude. Like, now I told her, I said, you know, I can't wait to go get the blue hair discount dinner at Sizzler with you. You know what I'm saying? People have been hitting me up about getting my AARP card.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of stuff that's available to me now that I'm a senior citizen. And I just feel like
you're not, though.
You know what I mean? But that's what everybody seems to think.
No, you're
40,
not.
40 is a cool number, man. Sean Kemp was number 40. Mike Allstott, both very reputable athletes.
Good word.
In respective sports. You got Sean Kemp in basketball and Mike Allstott in football.
That's it.
What other 40s were there?
Mm-mm.
No baseball players come to mind that are number 40?
No.
Yeah, Sean Kemp's what stands out to me the
most. Hank Aaron was 44.
Yeah, Jackie Robinson was 42. Neither of those comments make any sense.
None.
We're talking about number 40.
Correct.
But they were close to 40.
I don't think 40 is that cool of a number, Bubba.
Oh, well, it's a round number.
It's even?
What are... Even numbers,
odd,
you know.
And even.
Even in odds, dude. Even Stevens. You know what they used to say? Even Steven?
That was random. Even what are we talking about?
We're talking about 40, dude. I'm 40 years old.
Oh, yeah, you are 40. I'm 41.
Culture, shout out.
And it feels the exact same as it did at 40. Yeah. I don't know, man. I think we're still in our prime.
Dude, remark my words. In a year, I'll be 50 pounds lighter than I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already like 35 pounds down now, and I'm determined by God.
By God.
I'm trying to get back down to that 2010 Chetty Bobby weight minus all of the drug use.
And the sideburns.
Yeah, how about you, sideburns? You want some of this milk?
Man.
Dude, sideburns were, even when I had them, they weren't in style anymore, I don't think. 2009.
Chad had like
them chops, dude.
You know when you watch like something's got Amish people in it?
Yeah.
And they have them like long, thick fucking. Chad had those, but they were trimmed.
Yeah.
But I mean, they were like that. They were like.
Until I met David Manning.
Shout out, David, got
a haircut, and what was funny is I was going back and put, you know, I'm going back and posting like
he put this fade on me just yesterday.
Yeah, shout out David Manning. Going back and posting like old Worm stuff, you know.
Yeah,
like and the Worm and Jelly stuff when they were talking about when Jelly and Worm were talking about finally getting me fades because I never had one, dude. I was great clips all the way from up until 2009, and David Manning gave me the flyest fade.
Yeah, changed
for my
your life
not every day photo shoot for my album,
mm-hmm.
and. Yeah, dude. I look like a completely different human being. Human being.
So, pause. Where do you get your haircut now?
Shout out to my guy, Billy, and where I live at. He's a firehouse barber. No, absolutely not. It's a legit barber.
Dope.
This is coming off the birthday
bash,
baby. Yeah,
so in real time, it's December 2nd. December 3rd. Shout out to my mom. Today is my mother's birthday, so shout out to moms.
Happy birthday, mom. Dude, this is actually 1-2-3 is what this is.
Right.
But we're the 1-2-3 kids.
Okay, sure. In reality, though, like Chad mentioned, last night was the December 2nd event at Level Up, Franklin, Kentucky, that we've been promoting for about a month or so. It was just a quick little thing that was thrown together. Just everybody keeps asking us, or has everybody keep asking, why y'all in Kentucky? Why did y'all do it in Kentucky? Why'd you do Chad's birthday in Kentucky?
Bro, because for one, it's a free country. We do what we want.
Facts.
Two, we've got, like, the outskirts of Nashville are our best spots.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. We have the most fun there, too. But that particular scenario, I think an opportunity presented itself. And instead of, like, coming up with a theme and all this kind of shit, we just literally were like, dude, we should just use that for Chad's birthday.
Yeah, I know exactly when it happened. Me and one had just gotten here. You were outside smoking a cigarette or in the house or something. And one just asked me, he was like, bro, have you thought about doing a birthday bash? And I was like, dude, I haven't even thought about that. He's like, we ought to do one.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm going to holler at Jordan. It was something along those lines. That's all it was.
Yeah.
And it was just like, because we hadn't done birthday bashes in, I mean, 12 years, 13
since
years.
Since like mine. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'd have one every year.
We had them. You had them, and then I was getting to where I had one here and there.
Yeah, facts.
At the Rutledge, but like, we haven't done one of those since. And
yeah.
We just said, you know, the hell with it. Let's just do it. And that's why.
That's your 40th, bro. I'm glad.
That's what it was,
too. I love that it happened like that. And, dude, shout out to anyone that attended last night.
Yeah, it was a great night, man.
We had an absolute blast.
Yeah.
Like, for real, for like, everything was just. But I told Chad before we hit record tonight, the best thing about doing that show in Franklin, Kentucky, if you're unaware, Franklin, Kentucky is fucking 10 minutes over the border of Tennessee and Kentucky. It's like right as you go past White House, Portland area, into Kentucky, you're at Franklin, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Right by the casinos and shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I told Chad before we started recording tonight, bro, putting it right there on the outskirts of the city, like you mentioned, literally it chisels out our most dedicated and like the people who really fuck with us are the ones that are going to pull up to shows like Franklin, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, whoever else that wants to see us or whatever the case may be. But I guess my point is, that's what I loved about last night the most, the fact that it was Chad's birthday, and it felt like almost like a real birthday party.
No, that's how we did it. Yeah,
all we needed was some fucking cake or some shit, and it would have been like a straight-up birthday party. But there's a nice crowd there, and everybody there was wearing fucking show-improved shirts.
Yep.
Shout out Chad Mel. Of course, the merch game was on fire last night.
We boomed out last night. So did one.
The Show and Prove camouflage joint of the Big S&P.
Yep.
Camouflage joint are available now in this bad motherfucker right here.
Hell yeah.
Going hard and trapped O&E's first shirt off his merch.
Yeah, shout out Chad, man. He killed it.
Absolutely. Shout out Chad Ritchie.
Yeah.
But the merch table was going crazy, and I swear, man, like 7 out of 10 people had on Show and Prove merch.
Yeah, man, it was
easy.
Really, it was really cool. Yeah. And the people that didn't was going and buying it. Shout out to my dog Tubbs, man. Tubbs pulled
shout
up for my
out
birthday.
Tubbs, bro.
And Tubbs said, man, he went over to the merch table Bree said he bought almost every one I had in 5X. He brought every design I had over there. Just to
shout
show
out
his love.
Tubbs.
Shout out. And he came to the show in a belly button gang shirt.
And he came in came to the show in a vehicle with the most bass I've ever heard. And I'm 41
time.
Years old, guys, and I've rode in some of the loudest shit that I don't know decibel. I don't know none of that dumb shit.
I'm good with decibels.
I know that I've fucking been in some loud shit, right? Mm-hmm. There was commotion going on the outside. And I went out there. Everybody's gathering. I think I asked Chad. I was like, who's that over in that truck? And he's like, that's Tubbs, bro. And you guys know we love Tubbs, bro. I haven't seen him since Tailgates and Tall Boys.
That's what me and him was talking about. It's crazy. It's been that long.
He's supposed to come over here. We've talked about that a million. We've talked about that since Tailgates and Tall Boys. But unfortunately, I haven't seen him. We communicate via Facebook or Instagram or whatever.
Yeah.
But he hit me probably like when I was an hour from the show and told me he was going to pull up. I got excited immediately. But when I came outside and saw everybody gathered around that big SUV and all that bass coming out of it, they told me it was Tubbs. I just ran up on Tubbs and was being silly. And I was like, bro, you got to turn this down, man. Like, just being silly.
Mm.
And he was like, nah, man, stick your head in here.
I can't do it, bro.
And, bro, I'm going to tell y'all something, man. Like even riding to Kentucky. We shot Mark Gray, the South Nashville Heating and Cooling, best sponsor on the fucking planet.
Thanks.
But Mark's got a very nice big boy truck. Very nice.
Mark's whip is
clean.
Fuego. Check out the Step On It video.
Yeah, it's in the Step On It video. But that motherfucker bangs.
Yeah, it does.
Right? And Mark got all his shit set up the right way where it's, you know, it's just, it bangs. And you're in control so you can still put kids in the back and it be tolerable type shit. Like, he's in control of how it sounds, right?
Yeah.
That shit, though, that Tubbs was in, I stuck my head into the driver's side door just ever so slightly, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And he did the same shit Mark would do. The music was going. It was already like boom, boom, boom. You know, it was already hitting. But then he reaches up underneath the...
Yeah, man. That shit blow my eardrums out. I can't listen to it that banging.
That was literally probably the loudest I've ever experienced. And I wasn't even in the fucking car. I just put my head in the door.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, shout out Tubbs, man. I can't wait for you to pull up, Tubbs. Quit bullshitting.
Man, shout out to everybody that pulled up. Shout out to everybody that... I got some dope birthday gifts, too,
dude,
man.
Look at that hat Chad has on.
Shout out to my guy Richie, man. My boy Richie brought me this... he bought me this fire-ass, even though the team's terrible this year, this Titans fitted, that I didn't have. So shout out to him, man.
Yeah, Titans lost in real time today, so...
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to my guy King Lonis, man. He pulled up... And he came from Louisville and showed love, bought some merch, and he gave me $100 Lids gift card, dude. I'm like, come on, bro, let's go.
Damn.
King Lonis, bro. He came to the live podcast, too, the taller dude. He came from, I think he was like Louisville, Lexington or Louisville is where he's from. And he drove down for the live show, and he drove down for the birthday bash.
So Chad mentioned Richie a couple times, and I'll tell y'all a fun fact inside baseball for anybody that didn't get to attend Chaddy's birthday bash. Stump Diddy from CWB pulled up.
Oh, that, bro. Shout out to Chad. Chad, my boy Chad Richie,
bro,
brought him. That shit was
me
dope.
And Chad both love Stump. Stump is a great guy. We've known him for decades now. You know what I'm saying? And it's shit, dude. But long story short, we don't get an opportunity to see Stump very often. So when he popped up in the place, bro, it was kind of like,
yeah,
damn,
that shit was,
I mean?
That shit was real, bro. And he didn't live close to Franklin either, so no. that was super love. We're gonna be doing the,
we're trying to get him on the pod too.
Yeah, for sure. We're doing an interview and a pod with him at some point, so stay tuned for that. But that shit was dope, man. And then the guys were there. Obviously, me and Squints, one Leroy Twack, Chucky V was just coming off being sick for a week. He was in the building.
Rothstein was
Rothstein, everybody, man. The whole gang was in there, man. Except for our out of town boys, man. Shout out to Legacy and Tim, man. But they would have been there if they could have been.
Man, it was I wish they would have been there, bro. Yeah, we had so much fun.
It was a great great turnout, man.
It's just a good vibe all night long.
Shout out to Rookie and Markotic.
Yeah, I was going
to
say that.
They performed as well.
Yeah, shook it too. I don't even know why. I don't remember. I got lit. I don't remember much of Markotic's set. I remember Rookie's. Did Markotic go before or after Rookie?
Markotic went after Rookie.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew that. Because I hosted the show, guys. Remember the flight? And I was... It was hit or miss with Squints all night. I was bouncing around. We all were. It was just, it was just a fun time, man. Shout out Franklin, Kentucky. Shout out to anybody and everybody that came out last night for Chad's birthday. I hope you had a good one, Bubba.
No, for sure. It was great, man. Shout out to the Ohio fam that came out. They came Facts. Down, man. They were showing proof, repping as always. And, yeah.
Like I said, bro, it was a family affair.
Yeah, it was dope, bro.
Really was. If you didn't make it, we missed you. Promise.
Yeah, for sure.
But. We'll be it.
We're gonna have more shows, man. We're finna get back moving with them, man. So we're gonna be moving around top of the year. So we'll just stay tuned with that because we finna make that happen.
So real quick, last week on the show we told y'all that in the Time Warp there was a new video available from Chad Arms and ONE.
Yeah.
The first single, Focus,
mm-hmm.
from Troy and Emmett is available now on all streaming platforms, and the visual is up on ChadArmsTV.com.
Mm-hmm.
Tap the fuck in. It's so fire. I love the video. I love the response y'all are getting from the record.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited about fucking Troy and Emmett right now. I'm excited about multiple things. And I almost sound, what's the word? Like I'm favoring y'all's shit.
Oh, biased?
Biased, thanks. And it's not that at all. Because in reality, in real time, I'm super excited about the Voices of Slums dropping December 9th for my guy Legacy.
No, for sure.
But
because this is dropping on the 8th. This is dropping on December 8th.
There, boom.
That's, yeah, so it'll be out tomorrow. The links to pre-order last minute is in the description.
Yeah, pre-save. If you can't buy it, just go pre-save it. Do whatever the fuck you can to show support, man. And that goes a long way. You have no idea. But super excited about that. But I guess why I mentioned the Troy and Emmett stuff so much is just because I'm more hands-on with that stuff here, you know, with you and One, and
mm-hmm.
we're always moving. Me personally, I'm always moving something for Chad and One, if not them together. Like those are the mm-hmm. two artists that I'm of our like camp that I'm continuously like, and Leroy as well, yeah. However I can. Chucky, like the local ones are a lot easier to work with like that, and Legacy is so self-sufficient, you know. Mm-hmm. he does so much stuff on his own, and it's always great product and records and all that kind of shit.
Yeah,
but you know what I'm exactly no, what I'm yeah, trying yeah. to say. And yeah. same for Tin Man.
Yeah.
But with the Troy and Emmett thing, I'm gonna tell y'all right now, I've got, how far percentage are we looking, Chad?
Well, I mean, we've got six songs finished. I don't know what
out of 10 record. Or 11
probably. We're right. going to record till the end of the December, and then we're going to pick what we got.
We, as a organization, Show and Prove Entertainment, we have a release date on that,
mm-hmm.
and I cannot wait for that announcement. It's coming very soon, but it will not be released. We won't, probably around Christmas, right? We'll tell everybody when that's dropping.
Yeah,
but
I'll tell you what we'll do. When we drop the new, we're dropping another music video. It's not going to be a single from the album. It's going to be the intro.
Oh,
we're dropping just the visual for the intro at the end of the month. That's when we'll announce the release date.
And we're not even going to say it verbally. We'll put it at the end of the video.
Yeah, that's fine. We can do that because we're working on getting the artwork finished too. We're just trying to figure out what direction we want to go with the artwork.
But real, and that's just real exciting. Like that whole conversation is just super exciting to me. But I'm going to toot my own horn, bro. Focus, the visual, was Chad and One gave me the opportunity to facilitate, direct, edit everything, a video outdoors. Like,
mm-hmm.
you guys just have to understand how this has worked over the years of us doing this. Like, we used to, you know, it went from Chad carrying around a handy cam for 15 years, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying, to where we took almost, I had zero commitment towards any of the video footage.
Mm-hmm.
Chad would take that stuff home. He would do his thing, Chad Arms TV.
Mm-hmm.
editing was minimal. Like, Chad's just cutting clips and putting them together. You know what I'm saying? Like, blends and transitions. Mm. Like, all these things are not what they are now.
Mm-hmm.
But when we started doing the podcast, that's when I had to figure out, you know, even Chad was giving me pointers about how he's made Chad Arms TV content over the years and how he could teach me the basics of just, or at least the vocabulary,
mm-hmm.
as to how to do the video shit, right?
Yeah.
And as simple as the podcast may look on editing and shit, I like for it to look cool. So, I, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm always exploring new ways to, you know, effects and different things we can do. And then when Chad got active on the music again, we started shooting visuals out here.
Mm-hmm.
One came into it. We started shooting visuals for him. But over, it's like the more towards the actual music video we would get, I'd like, I don't know. I didn't think I was like caliber
mm-hmm.
creator. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I wouldn't even say that I did music videos.
Because you didn't. I mean, yeah. you didn't know how.
Exactly. I mean, didn't know. And from the equipment to the editing, to like all that stuff was just like, but just over the course of 3 years doing this fucking podcast, I've just got more and more interested in it, and it's appealing to me, and I enjoyed it enough to where we did Noises.
Yeah.
And then we did Starter Jackets. It's like Noises and Starter Jackets, those are Squint 615 visuals, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But they're all green screen visuals.
And, yeah, it's just me in front of a green screen, yeah.
But at first, that was obviously my strong suit. Like, I'm a geeky guy. Like, I like to do, mm-hmm. like, you know what I mean? And I was more afraid of the real movie-looking shit opposed to Chad looking like he's in the middle of a computer screen in the metaverse mm-hmm. or in a glitched out television screen, you know what I'm saying? Like, all these cool effects on you that help kind of mask what I'm not really good at.
Yeah.
But fast forward to Step On It. Step On It was a different process because Step On It was, I take that back. Starter Jackets was not a full Squint 615 visual because Chance shot the footage.
Yeah, Chance shot.
Right.
And shout out to Chance and Tony. They were over the top, was in the building last night.
They show the fuck was, man.
We got some dope content on the way. We got content with a lot of the guys like Squints, One, Twack.
I can't wait to see any of that.
Ish. There's a bunch. They said they got over almost 40 minutes of interview stuff with people.
But just to see everyone's levels when they do. Yeah.
Yeah, it should be cool.
It would be. It's going to be hilarious.
Chance shot. Yes. That's how we used to do it. Chance would shoot it, or you would shoot the footage, or mm-hmm. there was one or two that Mel shot, and we sent it to Legacy. Facts. To edit.
Yeah.
And then that's, but this one was you shot, edited, and like all of it.
Yeah, focused it. But like you mentioned the Legacy thing, that's what I was going to say when we fast forward to Step On It, is that I shot that. But I just didn't have that comfortability level. So we would lean on Legacy a little bit to help us with the editing, syncing it up, throwing the effects on it. Oh, One, O&E motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
When we shot that, same shit. Like, I got comfortable enough to shoot the footage, but we shot it to Legacy for the edit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like gradually, it's like we'd just be taking more chunks and trying to keep them in house. But with Step On It, it was where Legacy chopped it up for us,
mm-hmm.
directed it basically, and then he didn't have time. Something was happening with Legacy. He didn't have a lot of time to like put mm-hmm. the effects on it, so he sent it back to me, cut up. Like, I shot the footage, sent it to him, he cut it up, sent it back, but there's no effects on it,
mm-hmm.
no transitions on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got the ability to like sauce it up a little bit. Turned out to be a great visual.
Mm-hmm.
But fast forward to where we are now. Sorry for that drug out thing, but this is the big deal to me. Shout out to Chad and One for letting me do that. You know what mm-hmm. I mean, bro? Because I really think I was ready for that.
Yeah.
And then once Focus drops, bro, and we see the response, like, I know now, like, it's what my post said on Instagram the other day. So there's a new shooter in town.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't playing, bro. Like, I'm with that shit. Y'all need a good visual, man. Holler at your boy. I'm going to pull it off somehow. But I've developed over the past 3 years, dog. Ask Chad. I've developed an eye for like opportunity scenes and like backdrops and mm-hmm. just storyboards. Like, all this shit is just like coming to me now from a director standpoint, to where I'd be dumb not to stay on the editing shit.
No, for sure.
At least as a side gig type shit. Cause in the in between doing the podcast editing, which I've done from episode one.
Yeah.
Full pot, all that from the graphic designs that I've, all that, like, all, if it's not podcast or show and prove, it's for hire. So holla at your boy.
Holla at your boy, Bubba.
We just become more and more of a one-stop shop for pretty much anything you need.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's better to do it that way because you don't have to rely on other people.
Facts.
Because people let you down most of the time.
And the ones that we do have to rely on are the ones that we...
Stuff that we just can't do.
It's like me relying on you for something and you relying on me for something or yeah. one. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain people we know we can rely on when it comes to all that. Yeah. But, yeah, dude. Focus, available now. Tap the fuck in. And like Chad done mentioned it, the visual for the intro... The idea and storyboards that we're talking about are gonna go, they're gonna go crazy regardless. Mm-hmm. But motherfucking record is so
Bro,
banging, like, dude, bruh.
That's how we're starting the album off, bro. That's fun, any indication?
Fun fact: Chad sent me the fucking record, and it said rough mix. I know, and I get, you have no idea how the stages I get to hear these records. Chad, what did I say, though? Do you remember the first thing I said to you after you text me the record and said rough draft or something?
That's a motherfucking intro, or thanks.
That's exactly what I said. I said, that's a motherfucking intro right there, boys. Yeah, that bitch is...
Shout out Wee Wee. He produced it, and Dub mixed and mastered it.
Shout out Wee Wee. Shout out Dub. Shout out O&E.
Yeah, Wee Wee's got us. He's already got several tracks. He produced several on the first, on Joe and Jerry. And he's going to have several on this one, too, so shout out to him, man.
Yeah, shout out Wee-Wee, man. That's family. Yeah. I was hoping we'd see him last night.
Yeah, well, the thing that I know that we ran into a lot last night, just the timing, was people are getting sick. Flu and all that's going around now, and so...
It definitely is. Plus, the weather fucking sucked, bro. It was like...
Yeah, it was like rainy and like drizzy. 45 degrees. Yeah, it sucked. And it was kind of blah, but... Yeah, man, overall it was fire turnout, man, and I'm glad everybody had fun, and
there was
nothing but good vibes. There was not even the first inkling of drama or craziness. Facts. It was like family in there, man. We were just in there kicking it, and
it was ideal, bro. I swear to God it was.
Yeah, it was exactly what I wanted it to be for my birthday, and it was just that. So now we're back into, you know, we never were out of it, but me and one are full on Troy and Emmett mode. Yeah. And full on, like, at the end of this month, we're gonna assess what we've got recorded and see if it's what we're gonna use. We may not use everything we've got recorded by the end of the month, but we're probably gonna end up having close to 15 done by the end of the month.
This exciting times, man.
So we'll pick through them, and I've already leaked a clip of it, but there's one that we're doing with Lil White that's gonna be a freaking head slapper, dog.
Y'all knew that. I mean, god damn it,
head slapper,
you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to say too much, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, though, if you take about the capacity of a Live Forever and then you start washing that into the sauce with Joe and Jerry, you'll get Troy and Emmett.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And it's like me and Mark were talking about, shot Mark Gray, on the way to pick up one. We were talking about the collaboration, how you and one have began to sound together. You guys are developing like a fucking coexistence, like a duo. You know what I mean? Like,
we've been getting hundreds of comments on that new video, and most of them are saying that same thing.
Yeah. I mean, but that's, it's easily recognizable. You know what I'm saying? And to hear Mark speak on it was interesting to me because
he's just a listener. He's not an artist.
But he literally was explaining, just, man, it just seems like they just keep getting better and better and better.
No, for sure.
And he's like, they've always been good, don't get me wrong, but it's like together. He's like, now it's not like, he says, it's not like they're bouncing off each other. They're more like, and that's what it is, bro. And that's what it's supposed to be. And I don't care, man. Like, when I really sit back and think about duos and groups, I love the idea. Chad can co-sign this, but that's why I loved Arch Rivals.
Yeah.
Back in the day, me, Chad Arms, Blaze 314, and B. Howard had this little super group that formed for an album. That's it. We just did it for an album. We had a fucking dope-ass summer off this record.
2008,
right? And then we just kind of, maybe one day we'll do another our travel spin. We never did.
We did one other song, but we never did anything else after that.
Facts. But again, like over the course of the pod and how much we talk about how I used to be an artist full time, blah, blah, blah. But just recently, even with, I don't know who was here when we were explaining it, but you said it the best when you're like, Squinces didn't like the studio part. He didn't like,
mm-hmm.
I didn't like to like continuously do music in full format, full songs. Like, but the group thing,
mm-hmm.
just bouncing off, when we would take each other's energy and I could walk into our travel session mm-hmm. and B. Howard and Blaze done came up with this fire ass hook. Or Blaze done made this dope ass beat and Chad's already got the hook. Like, there were like structures around. Mm-hmm. And then they'd give you, it's like a fucking blueprint of a house. These motherfuckers done built the house. They done framed it. They done picked out all the furniture. And there's one empty room. Go make that your room. You know what I'm saying, bro? Yeah, yeah. And I'd get to, but when I look at Joe and Jerry or I think about Troy and Emmett, it's so much different with just two of y'all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want to use growth. That seems cliche.
No, I mean, that's what it is, though, because, like, if you listen to Troy and Emmett was a really dope project. Joe and Jerry was a really dope project, but there is definitely going to be growth in with the Troy and Emmett project because we're doing several different vibes on this one. And some of them are outside of what we normally do. Mm. You know, we did a little bit on Joe and Jerry, but we just dabbled a little bit in it. We didn't like, you know what I mean? We did, you know, like there was a couple, but this one, we're kind of doing a little bit of everything. So, it's going to be fire, man. Yeah, it's going to be fire.
Excited about it. Like I said, a release date coming very soon. Yeah. But Chad, he dropped that little Easter egg, new visual.
Mm hmm.
End of December.
Yeah.
And
probably, I'm thinking the 29th because that's the last Friday in December. And we dropped the last Friday we dropped the last day of November. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Are we going to start production on that tomorrow?
We can.
We
shit.
Need to. I'm trying to tell you because that.
Or, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Tuesday.
Yeah. What else? What else we got? Shit my pants.
I shit my pants a lot.
I lost my train of thought.
You forgot. Look at Home Alone. They forgot. Shout out Macaulay Culkin, by the way. Macaulay Culkin got his star of on the Hall of Fame or whatever.
It's the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
There we go.
Shout out to Macaulay Culkin.
Shout out to him for getting Catherine O'Hara, I think that's her name, the mom.
Mm-hmm.
Home Alone. He was like, I thought that was cool. You know what I mean? Because she was a huge part of his, how he got so popular with the movie.
You know? And you know, his story is changed dramatically over the past like 5 years. Like he was like down bad, you know what I mean? Like he was like struggling with heroin addiction.
Child actors, man, you can go, I mean, you can look them up, bro.
Yeah,
almost every one of them had that same trajectory.
Yeah, and you know, I'm pretty sure, yeah, I'm not gonna say the other part, but he was down bad and now like his physical appearance looks way better. He's got, I think he's got two kids now.
Yeah.
A beautiful wife, like just seemed like his energy is like a whole lot different. You know, he found, but shout out to Macaulay Culkin. He's probably watching.
Tough name to say.
Fun fact, until
name.
I was like 10, I looked just like the kid.
Did you really?
I swear to God. I asked my mom, like, I had a fucking blonde bowl haircut. Like, I looked just like they used to make me fucking scream, hold my cheeks and scream.
Shout out to bowl cuts, dude. Bowl cuts ran the 90s, dude.
Yeah, I wish you'd get one.
I had one in 6th, 7th, 8th grade for sure. 8th grade for sure, because that's when I was like, you know, you're going through, like, you're getting your growth spurt, like, you're getting a lot taller, and you're losing whatever, like, baby fat, like, you had.
Yeah.
Like, you're starting to kind of lose it. Okay. So, like, I was like basketball, football, like super active. So I was like your size.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a fucking bowl cut, bro. Dude.
I've seen a picture.
Oh my God, dude. And we used to wear the tall basketball socks.
Fuck yeah.
We were all trashed. And we used to get dunked on.
In fourth grade, that's like as early as I can remember where I was excited about a haircut. Fourth grade. And I got my hair spiked. No, spiked. Fourth grade? Was it first grade?
Shout out to getting your hair spiked. Shout out to rat tails as well. I always wanted a rat tail. I never got one. I tried.
Bro, I think it was first grade. Wouldn't let me. But I thought I was so cool, bro. I thought I was the coolest fuck. Because there's only like three kids in our class, like not my class, but like in our grade, that had spiked hairs, like the rebel
like shit. That was rebel shit now.
It was like a fucking mohawk for kids. Like, that makes no sense. But like a pre, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Yeah. And if you couldn't get a mohawk, you get your fucking hair spiked and grow a rat tail. I never grew a rat tail either.
Dude, I wanted one, but I never got one, dude. Some things in life you don't get, though. You know, you may want them, but that doesn't mean you're going to get them.
Just keep thriving.
You just got to keep trying that. But if I want to grow a rat tail right now,
I'll fucking do it. You're a grown man, dude. Do what you want.
I don't think I could. God.
Why couldn't you? Your hair's going to grow, bro. You can do it. Do
dude,
it.
Dude, no. It's not in style now. It was in style then.
Well, maybe you can set the trend.
I don't think rat. I don't know if bringing a rat tail back. I don't know if that's something that would.
Me and my boy, I've spoke this name before on the pod, Casey Lowe, a good friend of mine. We went to high school together. We lived in the same apartment complex, though, from shit, 8th grade to 10th. So, like, real developing years, you know what I'm saying? And, Casey used to cut the fuck out of my hair, bro. Like, I didn't see a barber seat until I was driving. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Casey would cut my hair anytime I needed a cut. And, bro, we put so much shit in my hair opposed to, like, lines and lightning bolts and fucking.
I was going to say, dude, lightning bolts is another thing I wanted in the side of my head and never happened.
Oh, dude, I had Nike swooshes on the back of my head.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, dog, I had all that shit. Trash-tastic. Dude, I had my hair, swooshes. I had my head shaved and I had bangs. I had that shit.
Did you get it shaved by a jumbo jet?
No, Casey shaved it.
Do you remember? I got my head shaved by a jumbo jet.
This is a music podcast.
Shout out to 311.
Shout out to 311.
Since we're talking about the 90s, you know what I'm saying? 311 had some bangers. I don't know any of the other ones.
But bangers.
They had
bangers.
That one, and it was a banger. You know what I mean? So I got my head shaved by a jumbo jet.
I don't know that record. I know a lot of music.
If you heard it, you would be like, oh, yeah. You would know it.
And then I'd vomit.
And I'd be na-na-na-na-na, woo!
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about now.
Yeah, that's the song.
What were the lyrics?
I got my head shaved dun, 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 by a jumbo jet. Dun, 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 dun. It wasn't easy, but nothing is.
Bars.
Dude, bars on deck, dude. We're probably going to get copyright claimed. Who cares?
It was identical to how they sing.
It was better. If we're being honest, I mean, let's just call it what it is.
Yeah, I would have. I just didn't want to hurt their
311.
Feelings.
Cool, but
meh.
My version, pew, through the roof.
Shot through the roof. Ooh, don't stop with the DJ voices.
Don't stop, boom, Rockefeller, but the dun to get down, baby, the love ya. Bro, did you see Fat Joe go on that new, that some TV show or whatever they were interviewing him about the Young Thug thing? And he literally says in the interview, I lied in 95% of my raps. That was just how I felt that day. He was basically arguing how they're using lyrics in the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he literally says that I lied in 90 to 9. So, you know, like, I lied in almost all of my songs.
Yeah. Of like, course he's going to say that.
But I know, but isn't that, does that not, credibility wise, is like, does that not?
Who cares?
I guess that's where it's at now. I mean,
No. I don't think that's where it's at. I think that's where he's at. Who gives a fuck? Like, he's dude, Fat Joe's made all the money he's going to make off rap.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You know what I mean? Like,
Fat Joe's a fucking,
anything
like, $200 or $300 million worth.
There's no telling, especially with, like, Terror Squad.
And them Khaled songs.
That's what I'm saying. And with the Terror Squad organization, like, how they moved for a number of years, like, they were the hottest fucking thing walking for a while. You know what I mean? And, man, like, fuck it. Like, But it could be a blanket. You know what I'm saying? He's saying that because 75 of the 90% he's mentioning was true.
Yeah.
But the best way to say it's not is to say you lied. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
yeah.
Who knows?
I'm looking up his network.
It's disappointing, though, to say the least. I don't think it's the right move, like, on a public platform if you've already had success from, you know, carrying a certain persona your whole life, and then ultimately just turn around and just be like, hey, man, I just did that to make the money. I made the money. So,
yeah.
You didn't get that answer? Network?
$15 million.
Yeah. I mean, but still, I could live off $15 million.
Well, that's just his assets, bro.
I mean, right.
Who knows what yesterday's price isn't today's price. Remember what he said?
Shout out Fat Joe. He's probably watching.
Yeah, I always was a fan of his music back in the day, man. Like he had a couple of fire ass albums, man, and he had bangers, dude.
Bangers.
He had some bangers, man.
Bangers.
And but, Mash. I mean, there, bangers, yeah. And Mash.
But there's a couple like, I mean, think of Lean Back.
Mm-hmm.
Lean Back will never get old. It's such a, there's such a nostalgic, that's such a nostalgic record at this point. But it's like a, you know, like Yin Yang Twins, Window to the Wall. Like it's like there's like. Yeah. A whole catalog collection of records that will...
That'll always get played, bro.
Always.
Miss New Booty.
Miss New Booty. Shout out Bubba K.
Yeah.
Like, there's those type records, though. Yeah, like, it don't matter what the crowd is. Don't matter what the vibe is. And, you know.
Swag Surfing.
Boom.
Talk about One Hit Wonder, bro. Them dudes don't have to do nothing.
What was dude's name? Swag Surfing?
It was like Fly Young. It was like FLY or something.
Really?
Fly Life Youngsters, I think's what he was. Let me look.
To the Google machine.
Yeah, let me look. Shit, who's saying swag?
Sir? I changed the button because I wanted to show y'all. Hang on. Fuck, Google machine. I don't know.
What yeah, else. Fast Life Youngsters. That's who it was. Swag Surfing.
Anyway, I owe y'all a fucking.
That's literally all they. I mean, they haven't done anything probably since then.
All right, there's that. But, dude, I got this now.
The most
fucking annoying used sound on the internet. Every DJ on the planet has that.
Oh, dude, that sound.
Yeah, but it's not even custom to where I can tap it myself. I just hit it once. And it gives me that cool fucking...
Gives you that triple up effect.
Fuck yeah, bro. But what were we saying? I was saying...
Oh, Swag Surfing.
Oh, no, before that. Oh, yeah, a certain catalog of people... They'll always just have nostalgic records that'll, you know, there's somebody in the room that's going to recognize them, get hype about them, and be excited that they're playing.
Yeah, and it's just going to always be a thing. Like, it's just crazy how that stuff works, man. How some stuff can jump just like
sticks.
That and stick around, and some stuff just not hold up. But it's just all about, I guess, the content, how over years, how it ages.
And what it ages with, how it ages. You know what I'm saying? Like, how, you know, think about, like, I don't know if it's just part of a real iconic movie or a real, you know what I'm saying, or soundtrack or some shit, like something to help like kind of pull it along, stretch its longevity.
Well, seeing now with TikTok being so big, like all those songs, like people, those kids are like finding out about them and like remixing them or you know, doing videos to them, and then like they're jumping back into a whole new, you know, like it's almost like they're getting reinvented, you know.
I need to get back. I'm going to openly say it. I have not like consistently been on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And I it seems like it's just the move now. You got to, I don't want to be, I'm not even, I don't even want to experience TikTok from a creator standpoint. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like just a consumer. But every time I try to like get into it, I don't know. It's just, I'd rather get on Instagram and go through short reels or get on YouTube and go through shorts. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I constantly find myself on YouTube doing it nowadays.
Yeah, I like the short form content, you know, just because you're being, like, fed that content pretty much exclusively now, unless you just listen to podcasts.
Facts.
But, like, TikTok has so many more weird motherfuckers on it doing videos than like YouTube and Instagram.
Well, it's just the
like,
algorithms are so weird. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
they're just, there's no
and YouTube, rhyme or reason. To me, as a consumer, YouTube seems to be like the most precise.
Shows you what you shows you what you what you're into.
So when I log into ChadArmsTV like under your account, because I upload for his channel all the time and vice versa. But in that scenario, like when I'm done and I get on YouTube just to watch videos or whatever the fuck I'm doing out here, learning something or whatever, the moment I click the YouTube link, I can immediately tell you if I'm on Chad's profile or mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Based off his algorithms versus mine. Yeah. And it's funny though, because I will see like some of the similar things that we talk about on the show or whatever the fuck's going on. But I can always tell immediately. But I love how YouTube's algorithms work. Opposed to the other social networks, for sure.
Yeah, because my algorithm is literally comedy podcast, cologne videos, and battle rap.
Facts. That's
pretty much the extent of
the battle
reviews.
Yeah, the battle rap though is the giveaway for me. As soon as I fucking click the YouTube, it'll say something battle rap, or it'll say like a review of some recent battle rap or some shit.
Yeah, that's I've been watching a lot of food reviews on there, like. just because they're funny to watch. So I liked watching the funny ones. Me and Mel do.
Agreed.
But those are all that stuff. Bro, it's just weird, like some of those food review stuff too. We were watching one last night where this guy was like, I ate Cracker Barrel for 24 hours. And I'm like, what does that mean? So we watch it. This dude has his little minivan. Mm-hmm. And he's got a whole setup where he sleeps in it. Now, this dude's not homeless. This is a well-to-do guy's channel. It's huge.
Yeah.
He goes and has dinner at Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
Then he goes for a walk, and then he sleeps in the van.
Okay.
Wakes up in the morning and goes for a walk. Goes back in? And then goes back in and has breakfast.
So he just parked in their parking lot for 24 hours?
Yeah. And I'm like, why didn't you just eat it three times in 24? Why did you have to sleep there? Why didn't you just go home and then, you know what I mean? I'm like, and it had like 80,000 views in a week.
Dude, I'll have to share. I hate to even mention it on the pod, but I literally just start. I don't follow many. I don't catch myself subscribing to new YouTube channels at this point in my life. I really don't.
I don't subscribe to a lot of new ones.
New ones. I'm like kind of anchored in on what I'm at. And every once in a while, something will be appealing to me. I may check it out more than normal. But, bro, I did start following somebody the other day, and I can't remember the name. That's why I said I shouldn't mention this on the pod, because I can't remember who the fuck I'm talking about. But I'm going to show you when we're done. And, bro, the motherfucker had like 3.6 in a day.
3.6 what?
Million views.
Oh, is he like a vlogger or?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy numbers for a vlog. Like music video, like a major artist or something.
Blew me away.
But to get that many views in 24 hours on a vlog, like,
I don't know. I don't know if I should say it's a vlog.
Well, I mean, just a regular, like a, not like a music video. Yeah,
it's
like a
fucking, no, it's not a music video. Mm-hmm. It's nothing like that. It's this content driven, like, dude, and he's like talking about certain shit and showing you certain things. And I don't know. I'm going to tell you as soon as we get done with this. But I want to say that video that I watched his for the first video, I was immediately, recognized the amount of views he had in this short amount of time. And I said, Amy was sitting out here and she was like on her phone or something. I said, Amy, look at that. I said, that video has, because I can always tell her, like, based on how many plays or audio listens the pod gets, if that week's episode's doing well for the week. You know what I'm saying? Like, so these conversations happen. And so for me to look over at her and say, hey, this video's got 3.6 million views in 24 hours.
Yeah.
She said, what is it of? What is he? You know what I mean? It's like, what is everybody watching this for?
Yeah.
But every one of his videos are like that.
Yeah. Once you get to that level, bro, you just, that's just what your numbers do. It's just like the normal.
Fun fact.
41 flavors of Twax sauce.
That's Twax drop. I went to hit fun fact and I'm on the wrong page because I hit that DJ horn. Fun fact. Possibly, I'm going to say it. When this drops, Chaddy got 75K on YouTube now.
Oh, yeah. We're at 75,000, baby. Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to you, Bubba.
Shout out to me. Shout out to everybody that's subscribed. Shout out to everybody that's contributed. But look, we're 3/4 of the way to that silver play button, man.
Yeah, dude. We got to get one of them.
And I think we're going to get it within the next calendar year, man. I think that the momentum that we've got, I think that we can do it. I think that we can do it within the next calendar year, bro. If we keep this foot on the gas. We're going to be at 100K, baby.
I don't doubt it at all.
No, man, for sure.
If you're following me on social media, my Facebook particular, no, it's on my Instagram. Go look on Instagram, Chad, at mine, please, and tell me when I posted you. I posted something for you when you hit 25. When Chad Arms TV hit 25,000 subscribers, I like remember posting something. It may have been 50,000. But it was a big number. It should just be one of my posts, and it'll look like some birthday-looking shit or something, I think. I hope it's there, and I'm not just making this up. You know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah.
But I'm interested to see that particular thing because it's a... I want to see the time. Because, you know, Chad Arms TV has been a thing on YouTube for a long time.
15 years, baby.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not something... No, it's out the mud, man. It's just I like when we talk about that because it's Chad did that shit regardless. Like he was just gonna continue to do it. He let off the gas for a long time. The channel damn near went dormant, it did go dormant. And then when Worm came home,
mm-hmm.
it was like back to work, you know. And
absolutely. Back to work, man.
And it led up to this. Can I see? You want me to do it?
We're almost there, I think. We're down here because we're down here in the last year.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure I posted it and just tagged you. It should be like a white look.
Yeah, it's like the little celebration thing. Yeah.
Right there.
Congratulations.
25K.
So we were at 25K September 16th, 2021.
That's crazy, bro.
So in 2 years,
when did the channel start?
The channel started in December 30th, 2008.
Okay. 08 to 2021.
Mm-hmm.
25,000 subs.
Yeah, and from 2012 to 2021, there was no uploads.
So no uploads for 9 years, right?
When we started it back, we were at 13,000.
13. And now, fast forward to December of 2023,
mm-hmm.
75,000.
Yep. 75K, baby. It's that growth, son. It's that work, baby.
ChadOrbsTV.com.
Yeah, man. And
I love that, Chad. Congrats, bubba. That's amazing.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's definitely something to be proud of, man. And it's going to just go up from here because we're going to keep the content consistently dropping like we have been. And I got some cool interviews that may happen in the next 3 to 4 months. And
there's a lot of shit happening.
We're gonna do a lot of music, like a lot of music videos,
tons of visuals, tons of content. Yeah. It's the same shit we pitch every time, bro. It's show and prove, always working. There's always shit coming. But like Chaddy said, there's some big things on the horizon for Chad Arms TV as far as the interview concept goes or the behind the scenes stuff you guys get to see from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be plenty more of that coming spontaneously. So stay tuned. Yeah. We have some absolute killer pods lined up that's coming soon, and it, the music just keeps getting better and better from every angle of anybody wearing that fucking logo on their shirt.
I was telling one this on the way back from one of Dub's sessions. I think
shout Dub, pull up.
Yeah, for sure, shout Dub. I think my goal next year in 2024 is to drop 4 projects. Now one of those will be Troy Nemeth, but I'd like to do 2 collab projects and 2 solo projects. But I think the solo projects, I want them to be like 7-track. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like shorter form albums. But I'd love to put out a project every quarter next year, which is, I know it's easy. I can do it. But that's a goal that I have.
You could put out a 7-song EP before you leave today.
Yeah, for sure.
In reality.
I'd love to do the Trip Method at some point, but that takes a lot. I mean, to do that, like to do 8 song album every month, it's 96 songs. If you only do 8 songs, some of the songs he's doing is more than that. So well, the album,
I think it's just to find that nest. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like you just settle down somewhere and get in a routine to where you can wake up and go to work, wake up, go to work, till 5 a.m, go to bed, wake up at noon and do it again. Like,
yeah.
You just catch the vibe, just continuously walk through that atmosphere, and it'll happen. I think that you're fully capable of doing that.
No, for sure.
And all of you are, really.
And Trip, by doing that, has, I mean, hit almost 10 times what he was, not 10 times, but dude, at least 5 times more streams now.
I love the blueprint he's created with that this past year. And I say it's a blueprint because I know artists have done this in the past where they release X amount of records or X amount of albums or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But Don Tripp is a fucking genius, dude.
No, like, for sure.
He is a lyrical genius at that. Like mm-hmm. that guy, and I'm not being biased. Like earlier, like Tripp's been through here, and we all had the experience of sitting down and having conversations with this guy and just – To hear that type of conversation and then remember that it's the same dude I hear rapping on all these songs that I fucking love already, that changed my whole perspective of Trip. And he's probably dropped 3 of these albums since he was here.
He absolutely has, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And it's just...
He just dropped his new one last week.
And, you know, he told us on the pod that all that shit is written in real time. He don't have records just stacked up that he's finally just burning through. All of it is like the first 15 I record, the first X amount of time we need, they're coming. He's like, there ain't no, like, scratch that record. He's like, everything's in real time.
Yeah.
And that was one of the most surprising things he said on that podcast. But like I said, you add three more albums past that discussion and having the experience of sitting down with Don Tripp, he is a fucking genius, bro.
No, man, for sure.
I don't know what else to say about that kind
of
shit.
Yeah, I shared something of his. He was my most listened to artist on Apple Music this year.
Ah, flex.
And I tagged him and shared, and he shared it on my Instagram, and he just said, I appreciate the love. And I was just telling him, I was like, you're an inspirational artist like me, which I told him at the pod too, but he's just, yeah, it's just, that's inspiring to do to see somebody doing shit like that with that kind of dedication and
agreed
and work ethic. And the content is not suffering because he's putting it out every month either. It's not like it's, what? He's putting it out in droves, and it's just kind of hit or miss. He's not missing. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And that's what makes it even more impressive.
Yeah, I agree, man. You know? 1,000,000%.
But salute to him, man. Salute to the whole Grind Hard.
But the attention, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But the attention spans, like, it's almost like back to the short form media content we were talking about, and then talking about, like, your upcoming the aspiration for 2 solo projects this coming year, but just scale it down a little bit.
To, yeah, like 7. More,
yeah, like 7. But I think that's why I like the singles. Like, when we're doing these singles, like, when we're on the single runs leading up to the projects, that's, like, the best fucking time from the creator aspect of it, because we pumping out content while y'all are writing records on the side type shit. But then slow it down, and it's, like, opposite.
Yeah,
that makes sense?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think there's
no right or wrong.
No, there's not. It's just a preference thing.
Or a pocket, like you said. Like, just what you trying to do type shit. I don't know.
Yeah, see, the thing is, too, man, for me, Live Forever was such a big album.
Huge.
You can't do it's hard to do a big album like that. Like, that takes time to put that together.
Talk about patience.
You know what I mean? But, like, it turns out great, but it's also a big project. But then you can get just as much out of a smaller project. It just depends on the vibe and the mood that you're in at the time, and that's just kind of what I'm on right now. The collab, Troy and Emmett mode, I mean...
Bad Habits 2 is coming too.
Yeah. Me and Leroy are going to finish Bad Habits 2. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, man.
I'm excited about that also, man. Because, you know, due to certain circumstances, it got kind of on pause for a minute.
Yeah, because we just started doing our solo stuff when we started. Because those songs that we have done, we've had done for a year and a half. But he started doing solo stuff. I was back doing Live Forever. And then now he's working on some stuff with Twack and some solo stuff, and me and Juan are working on our collab stuff. So it's like, we're gonna get back to that and finish it up for sure, because we got some bangers already for it.
Chad, finish it up.
Finish it up. Shout out to Shit and Darren Pep Talk.
Shout out, Coach. Hell, but yeah, well, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another chart-topping episode of your favorite podcast on the planet.
Even Stevens, bitch.
That's right. That's not the name of the podcast. The name of the podcast is I Got Some Shit to Say, but you know what he meant.
Yeah, episode's name, Even Stevens.
Oh.
Remember, because we were talking about 40. Even Stevens.
Bruh. Genius. All I do is hang out with geniuses, man.
All I do is shit myself.
I know what I did when you mentioned your Spotify thing.
Yeah.
Fun fact. Chad was my number 3.
Hell yeah.
I think I sent you a screenshot of that.
I can't remember if you did. Shout out, dude. I had over...
I mean, it's not one you'd want to share. I mean, I guess, but you were number 3.
Yeah.
Morgan Wallen was number 1, which surprised the fuck out of myself, honestly, dog. Because I've listened to a lot of Morgan Wallen over this past year.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was the number 1 spot, bro. And it surprised me when I saw that, dude, and the amount of consumption I actually had on Morgan Wallen. Like, yeah. You'd think I have a poster in my room of him or something.
Yeah, man. And shout out to y'all, too, man, because I think last year I was at 400, I think I did like 450,000 streams on Spotify. This year I did almost 750,000.
Dope.
So that... And then next year, we're going to do well over 1,000,000. That's the goal for next year.
I think that's so interesting, though, to see some of my friends and acquaintances through, like, the pod or Chat Orange TV or Show Improve or however I've met them over the years, to see their progress or their decline.
Yeah.
Or to just see, you know, just some, not everybody posts it. I mean, all this shit's, like, kind of open to the public. You can find all this information.
Especially on Spotify.
But when, I don't know, it was interesting to see a lot of those numbers. I'll tell you guys one that blew my fucking mind was Ryan Upchurch. When I saw Ryan Upchurch's numbers,
beast,
he posted his numbers, and
almost
I think
300 million, bro.
I thought it was more than that. I thought it was like 600 and something million.
No. He did almost 300 million.
It doesn't fucking matter. Spotify only.
Yeah.
And the amount of streams that that boy possesses on his music is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And it takes a little. I never doubt it at all. In the power of Creek Squad or any of that. It's just like when I see a number like that and I know it's fucking legit is when I'm like,
God. That's, that is different, though.
But congrats to him, man.
Let's church.
Pull up, church.
Yeah,
it was interesting to see all that, but I was glad to see your name pull up in my top five. And I want to say my top five. I can't remember the fifth one because I know it was Morgan Wallen,
mm-hmm.
Mike,
mm-hmm.
Chad Arms, Jelly Roll,
mm-hmm.
and that fifth one I can't remember.
Dude, I don't listen. I listen to Apple Music, and
so do I. And that's
Don Tripp was like my number one. I don't remember who two and three would have been.
Dude, that may have been my number five, Tripp.
Yeah,
because of the amount of albums he's put out this year.
Yeah.
But I'm just like you. I don't even a fun fact. I don't even pay for fucking Spotify Premium anymore. Like mm-hmm. I'm on Apple Music. I got a family plan. All the girls are on it. Like
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? We just use Apple Music now.
Yeah.
But man, though, I kind of miss Spotify, bro.
Yeah.
I listen to all the podcasts on Spotify.
I like Spotify for certain reasons, but week to week, I just like the interface better for Apple Music. I think it's more user friendly
on podcasts.
No, on like just music, like going and
agree
each week,
right?
Spotify playlists are cool.
They are. Agreed. I totally agree with you. The difference from the podcast aspect, though, is the visual.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we've told everybody that there'll be certain visuals available on Spotify. We try to limit that because all this content is housed on Chad Arms TV. Like that's just how we do mm-hmm. this. But the more like popular episodes from just previous
mm-hmm.
go back and we add the video format to our Spotify. Just because outside consumers, you know, if they don't know about the Chad Arms TV thing or whatever that may look like, at least they'll have access to that visual. Doing mm-hmm. that through Apple Music, you don't get that.
No, you don't.
You know, and I think that's why Spotify kind of sets themselves aside. And as of recently, right after we got our millionth download, we left who was housing us at the time, and now we're a Spotify podcast.
Yeah.
But it just seemed like the way to move. There's no real benefit to any of that shit.
Yeah, it's just apples and oranges, I guess.
But they do say you can, like, use Spotify catalog, like, music catalog,
mm-hmm.
if you're a Spotify podcast. Like, you don't get hit with
infringement. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you don't get hit with infringement on
the audio side
of it because you're presented by Spotify and they have rights to the music.
Yeah.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, that is kind of cool, though. That makes sense.
Shout out John Kilmer. That's who taught me that or mentioned that to me.
Yeah, shout out to Kilmer.
We hope to have him back soon. Yeah, but... big shit popping, man. We're just me and Chad just got together today to give y'all a little rundown.
Yeah, man. Just get y'all a little recap of the birthday bash. Let y'all know what we got going on, man.
And just stay fucking tuned because I can't warn y'all enough, man, of some of the things that are coming and with the capacity they're coming with.
Possibly. Yeah.
But
shout out capacity.
Capacity comes.
Flux capacitor.
Flux capacitor. Shout out Doc Brown. We appreciate each and every one of y'all, man. Again, Chatty, happy 40th, Bubba.
Hell yeah, man. I appreciate it.
I hope you had a good one. I can't wait to do it again next year.
Yeah, man.
If you missed it this year, don't sleep because
I know just what you're thinking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shout, no doubt.
No doubt. Also, December 9th, Legacy,
mm-hmm.
Voice of the Slums.
Yep.
Available. That's all I can say right now as far as release dates go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, Chad did mention, end of December is the next
December
visual.
December 29th is the visual for Troy and Emmett.
Intro.
The intro, yeah.
Oh, God, I can't wait for y'all to hear it. But other than that, same old shit, Leroy Biggs available now, and O&E, Devil's Son-in-Law, available now with the other one, The Return.
Yep.
And, anything else, Chatty?
No, nah, man.
Fuck it. Let's get out of here.
Y'all hit that subscribe button, baby.
Do it. We're trying to get to that 100K. Yeah, we need that, man. When you get your plaque,
mm-hmm.
if we have the option to get a second one, let's get it.
Yeah, I don't.
So we can put it right there.
Yeah, if it'll let us get two, I will. I don't know if it will or not.
It'll just probably make us pay for it. But yeah. If we earn the first one, we'll pay for the duplicate just so we can display two, since we got, I mean, we'll always have multiple offices and shit. Like,
no, for sure.
So,
yeah.
But, yeah, Bubba, happy birthday. And y'all help us get to that 100K before Chatty's next birthday.
Let's go,
baby. I think that's easily achievable based off what we covered tonight. We told y'all the numbers, 50K.
We're doing about that many a year. So
come on.
Yeah, we just keep that momentum up, bro. We're going to get there.
But we love each and every one of y'all. We appreciate you tuning in. It's your guy, Chad Arms TV. I'm Squint615. It's IGotSomeShitToSay.com, ChadArmsTV.com. Hey, Chatty, let's go bye-bye.
The beach, we got beers.